Pastor's wife had a shoebox in the closet and told her husband not to touch it. While she was out one day, he couldn't resist looking inside. There he found two eggs and some cash. He asked her about it when she got home. She replied, "Each egg represents a bad sermon that you preached." "Well," he said, "there are only two eggs. What happened to all the cash?" "Well," she said, "there were so many eggs, we sold them by the dozen." Not a good message. Are you glad you're in church today? Amen. Healthy enough to be here. What a joy. Let's pray. Oh God, thank you for the love of Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless the message today. In Jesus' name, amen. One hot, humid August 15th in New York City, Johnny and I boarded the SS America. The ticketing agency had bought the tickets, coming and going, and sold the tickets back for money that brought us back from Ireland and England and Scotland and Wales. We wondered, how in the world are we going to get home? We knew that before we left. If we'd have told our parents, we'd have been in big trouble. I was 19, John was 16. Something wonderful happened in the middle of a meeting in a country called Wales. A photographer came, because we're on the front pages of all the newspapers all the way to South Africa. Two young fellows, 16 and 19, holding a crusade with 2,000 people a night in the boxing arena. And he came to me after the service one night. In fact, he told us to come to his house, and we did. And he handed me a roll of English pounds, money, the exact amount of money that we needed to fly back to the United States and back to Seattle, Washington. God has a plan, and when he has a plan, it'll be fulfilled. There are two large cruise ships, the Ocean of the Sea and the Allure of the Seas. Each holds a total of 8,500 people with passengers and crews. Those ships are five times the size of the Titanic. The British-built Titanic held 2,227 passengers. Only 750 were rescued. 1,523 died on that day because they ran to an iceberg and the ship was riveted to iron, not to steel. And they had reduced the lifeboats that's supposed to have 42 on that ship. It only had 20. 2,386 passengers died. Over 154 could have been saved beyond that if they'd only had the right material. It is therefore important that we have our spiritual reserves in order for what lies ahead. Relationship, the ship of Hoy. Number one is relationship. Some people's relationship with their spouse is not good. A lady was caught stealing some peaches. She asked the judge how many peaches were in the can. She replied, 8. Then he said, "You'll have 8 days in jail." Her husband spoke up and said, 8 days? 8 days, that's not much. By the way, she stole a can of peas too. What a relationship that is. 1 John 1:9 says, "We confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We are purchased by blood. Jesus suffered as a man. He suffered with the multitude of sins in his body. The Hebrew scholars tell us that there is a title called intensive plural. In Isaiah 53, that it speaks of the death of Christ, they say it literally means he died 1,000 deaths. Think of that. We are purchased by blood. We believe in a person. All other religions are made by a scale. A man with a false religion, all of them are the same. They have a scale on which you balance good and bad. if your good outweighs the bad, you go to heaven. If the bad outweighs the good, you go to hell. But we believe in a person, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. It's not a scale, it's a cross. Give the Lord a hand of praise. We believe in a born-again experience in this church. That is relationship. Number two, there is fellowship in the ship. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The prodigal was called son when he came home. We have confidence in the Father. Gray-haired, curious child asked, Mommy, why is your hair turning gray? Using this as an occasion to teach your child, said, every bad action on your turns one of your hairs gray. The child responded, now I know why Grandma has so many gray hairs on her head, because of you. Worry is as useful as a handle on snowballs. Worried people see problems. Concerned people solve them. No worry, Matthew says in chapter 6:30, if God clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? If flowers live only for a while, put in an oven. A woman put dead flowers on fire under the ovens to hasten the process of dead flowers in an oven. We have communion with the Son. We talk to him every day. We pray with him every day. We are controlled by the Spirit. The Spirit fills our life with the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Another ship is the discipleship. You are my friends if you do what I command you. We're commanded to do two things: be born again and to be baptized in water. Jesus is our example, the obedient one of submission that was baptized to show that we die with him in water baptism. We follow in the will of God. We walk in more than finding it. God reveals his will to us as it unfolds. Number four, we have leadership. Mark 10, whoever of you desires to be first shall be slaves of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his ransom for many. Leaders must be courageous. God said to Joshua, be of good courage. Leaders must be tenacious. Paul was stoned and left for dead, rose up and returned to the same city. He had a holy tenacity. We need that holy tenacity in the church leadership today. Leaders must be contagious. We become our leaders. Disciples are partakers of his divine nature. Leaders must lead a life of passion. Number five, worship. Nehemiah 9:6. You alone are our Lord. You have made heavens, the heavens and the earth, which are the hosts, the earth and everything that's in it, the seas and all that is in them. You have preserved them all. The host of heaven worships you. We ought to praise him for current blessings. It's all about God and all about you. The attitude of gratitude will give you the altitude. Grateful people are the happiest people in the world. Ungrateful people are the most unhappy. They complain about everything because they are not grateful. We praise the current blessings. We continue eternal praise. We are traveling today at the speed of 60 seconds per minute in the universe. We will all die. None of us will escape death. None of us escape death. Your faithfulness, don't rest in your current success. Satan is poised to bounce on you. After feeding 5,000, Jesus departed in the mountain to pray. If you're fruitful, three things that will make you successful. If you found your gift, your talents, and your purpose, that's number one in life. If you are a sufferer, you have become that to be a comforter to other people. If you're stuck to the task, you'll make it through. Hang on, keep going, don't give up. A boy was coming home on a train. He had run away from home, left his mother and dad in tears, and went to a far country. Now he was lonesome, homesick, and wanted to go home. He wrote his mother a letter and said, "Mom, I've sinned against you and the family. I'm sorry. I want to come home. I'll be on the train. And the train passes our house before it gets to the station." As it came rounding the bend, he had said to her, "Mom, if you want me to come home, hang a handkerchief on the tree. I'll know you'll be at the train depot at the next stop." When he rounded the bend, tears poured down his face. His mother had not hung a handkerchief. She took the sheets off of the bed, strewed them all over all of the limbs, and he teared himself up all the way to the train station. God loves you that much. He died for you. He rose for you. He's coming for you. Are you ready to receive him? Those that are watching and listening around the world from this program by internet, Facebook's all kinds of them. Here today, you're hearing the message, God loves you. God cares about what you're going through. God knows what you need. God understands the cry of your heart, desire of your life. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe someone in your family has died. Maybe your job has gone sour. Maybe your health is bad. All kinds of problems. God knows that. And God has an answer for you. That answer is Jesus. Relationship is Jesus. It's not religion, it's relationship. Knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Do you know him today? Are you sure you're right with God? If you're to drop dead today, are you on your way to heaven or hell? Only two places, no place between. Saved or lost. Heaven or hell. Right with God or a wrong relationship. Listen to God's word. Listen to what God says. God so loved the world that he gave. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. God so loved that he gave. Love is the glue that holds marriage together, church families together, and all relationships. It's love. When you love somebody, you overlook their mistakes. You take them for who they are, not what they do. You love them because of who they are, not what they give you. If a love relationship depends on how much people give you, you have the wrong attitude. Love is unconditional. Love people. I've often said, take people where they are, not where you want them to be, and love them unconditionally. That's how God does us. None of us in this room are beyond these walls. There are many countries around the world today. God loves you for who you are, not what you've done or have not done. He cares about you. Greatest thing I can say again, God loves you. He loves you so much that he wants to save you today. He loves you so much he wants you to take you to heaven with him all the way to glory. What will your decision be? Decisions determines destinies. Decisions determine destiny. What you decide today will come to fruition tomorrow. Your decisions make all the difference in your life. Make the right decisions in every area of your life, and you'll be a happy, prosperous person. Don't rest in your successes. Stay in his will. Satan is poised to bounce on you. Only the heels of victory is tempting to let your guard down. Your most vulnerable is Satan's attack. Satan's attack. The enemy is out to attack you. I have the hardest time sleeping on Saturday nights when I know I'm preaching the next morning. The enemy is there to toil you, to cause you to be afraid, cause you to be concerned, cause you to be sleepless. But no matter what the devil does on Saturday night, I preach the gospel on Sunday morning. Amen. The word of God. That's what sustains us. That's what sustains us. Reading this book every day, praying every day, every night. First thing I do in the morning, and I get up, is read the Bible. Last thing I do at night is read the Bible and pray. Prayer and the Bible keep you balanced, keep you on fire for God. So where are you today? What are you dealing with in life? What problems are you facing? What are you going through that you wish you didn't have to go through? God is going through it with you. He presents you with the power to overcome all the enemy's attacks, all the problems you face, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. God hears prayer. A man said to me one time, I've said it before, if I pray, God won't hear me. Well, if you swear, you think God hears you? Yeah. So he hears you swear, doesn't hear you pray. God listens to your prayer. Some of our best prayers are silent prayers, praying within us. Oh, God, help me through what I'm going through. God is standing by to do that today, no matter what you're doing. I want to pray for you. If you're not a child of God, simply say, God, change my life. He'll do it. Lord Jesus, I pray for those watching today. You'll speak peace to their heart. I pray for those in this audience today that God will speak love and peace to them. In Jesus' name, amen. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed.